as always, we'll begin with the Heart Sutra in English on page 2, the Hamachta Manjushri on page 10, the Mandala Offering on page 12, and then we skip to the Refuge Prayer on page 22. Thus I have heard, at one time the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of many aspects of phenomena upon the found appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound profession of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and the panchakutis. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should the son of a lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound profession of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of a lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen clearly in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of consciousness. There is no ignorance, no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times rely upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas with unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound profession of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequal mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth or is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teata om gate gate paragate parasamgate bodhi soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva trained in profound profession of wisdom. And then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said that the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, noble Avalokiteshvara, he is born well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One has said this, the Venerable Shariputra and noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoice and praise the words of the Blessed One.
Jambi yang la ja lo lo de de ni de da ni da nang da ra sa ve je ni de go je je ze je ni je to ga le ban ze kan da se be te ra ma re me do do nge je se ve Dozo gola puja daze yala chuja yandezo. Doda jado nye mo nye lo leje chado dozeje. Mare meze du nye nyogo chenye chenze raden. dunya da je sa je da se yin de lu zo ja se to wo chu do ju do dunya je je da lu me se jan be yang lo du na de o araba za na de o araba za na de je de je 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 ro wo je je da lo de mo na ba ra za ka don de je shon lo to ba yi Lord Babi Nawa Tadu Su Bome Awo Wange Seje Saje Om Benza Rege A Uche Jarugu Uzuri Jabur Roy Shal Babu Rinpoche, Denche, Paye, Pomba, Luma, 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 Karama, Medoma, Dubema, Nansama, Jichama, Nyema, Dawa, Rinpoche, Dojo, Le, Nambache, Jansi, Uzun, Lantan, Meyu, Punjo, Poso, Zoba, Mazan, Wambe, Dede yudu vava deda cinci zavada cibaci Padilama tamba nala casudu Padilama tamba zadiyadu Nüva cinci zonci zonu şeyyidu şengam bavacı Tucin doyu tutu şesu su şeyni Nazi Maju Naji Taji Tata Nyabi Sinji Tamji Uwa Chimbi Guanyi Chinji La Jo Zo Chibi Ji Xiong Xi Mi Do Zhang Ri Ra Li Ji Nin De Ji Ban De Sanji Xin Do Mi Din Bu Wa Yi Jawa Ayame Soje Jona La Changju Padu Dane Jasuje Dagi Jesu Jibi Tsona Jendola Be Dova Jo Sanji Jijita Soje Jona La Changju Padu Dane Jasuje Dagi Jesu Jibi Tsona Je Dola Benji Sanji Dova Jo Jiju Da Soji Chona La Changju Padu Dane Jasuje Dagi Jesu Jibi Tsona Je Dola Benji Sanji Dova Jo
Oh yeah, that's the ring also
lāngzō nāngsōng tōni ane nāngchū ndekhe jāyā chēs.
So today's subject matter of the teaching would be on the three principles of the path.
Ane lāngzō nāngsōng sēyādhe gāndar sēnā lāngzō nāngsōng tē ane dzēbā pō jāngu lāma tsōngkā pā chēmbō rē sē tē ane kōng gōm dzēyā gā tē gāndar chūngwā rē sēnā kōrāng gā lō mā ane tsā kōng bō ngāo tā pā sēyādhe ane jī rūm chē kōrāng gā tā gī tū sēnā lō mā tā xū chē rē ane dē ane pā yī tā tāndā lhā sā nī mā ndō kāṁ chō mā tāndā jāmu tsā rōng lō pē ane jāmu tsā rōng lō pē nē nē kōrāng tēmbā chōng tēbī kāw lī yā lō ane yā gē chā tī jī yā jī rūm chē lā chā tī pū nē ane chū kā rī sī kā rī tā cīk nū lā tū tū bā ane nāng lē nē chā tsā tsā wā chī tīn tē chī chū jī nāng rō chū yū sī sōng tū ane dē lāng tsō nāng sōng tē tī nē mā tsā kō ngā wā tā pā lē mā pū bā rē sī.
So this text, the three principles of the path, is actually composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. It's written by Lama Tsongkhapa. And it is specifically composed for one of his foremost disciples by the name of Tsawa Ngawang Dakpa. And when his disciple was in one of the region, at Kham region in Tibet, while he was engaging in all those teachings, at some point he thought it was important for him to ask his teacher, which is Lama Tsongkhapa, to give him a very succinct teachings with a little, you know, verses that encapsulates entire meanings of the teachings of the Buddha. For that, as per his request, Lama Tsongkhapa has written this teachings and given to his heart disciple, one of his heart disciples.
Oh yeah. Tadi ilu tadi chui de tan tambo yung ku swara tene che. Ni ta lang zo nang song le ya le tan tango tambo le ya le lang zo nang song ma zong gong le ya le tadi chui jue sun de sena de sōngyā tēliyā lē, yōchū lāma nāng lā chā chā lō sē, tē cīk tē tāngbō tē sōngbā rē sē, tē tē kī kārā rē sē nā, tā pēnchē tē nāmbā tsū tsāngbā kī hīngyū yā chē rē, tē nē nāng bī kī tēngyū yū tsōngwā lā tāngbō, tēngyū tsōngyā tē tā, tā bā tēng tō nīwī kī gāngzā tō zō kī, chēn tō lō sōngwā yī tsāng, tē nē tēng chēn bō, nē kī chēn bō chā yī tsāng, nē kī chēn bō tēng chēn bō kī chā lī jī chē wā lā, An di langzhu zhu ya dang, ba qu me yong ya, dani ngo zhu zhan ni ta zhong tu ya ge qian du, an di dangbo jiao yu li ya le, an di suwa da ya ge du shi qian da lu shui shuan de ma shun na du shui yuwa di wa re. Dinde yin du, an ji rumu che ge langzhu zhu namba song de zhe xie jia wa la, da di langzhu zhu namba song de ta ba duan du ni yu gang za la, da me du mu rung wa ge gin ni qian bo qi yin du, An di leba xieba leya le, an jik ba chwe dang tante mayung chendo, an di korang ge chundi ngun te ge zayi lama tso te leya le, an di suwa tam ni cha tseba re es.
Since the teachings of the Buddha are directed towards achievement of liberations, it is important for the composers to pay homage to their, either to their meditational deities or their own spiritual masters, root and lineage spiritual masters. Because when engaging in such a virtuous and dharmic activities, there's always a possibility of coming across with a certain obstacles or hindrances. So one of the purpose of paying homage in the beginning of the text by the composer is to overcome obstacles or the hindrances when one is on the process of composing the text. So therefore, in this particular text, right from the beginning, Lama Tsongkhapa pay homage not to a really meditational deities, but to his own spiritual root and lineage gurus. I bow down to my perfect gurus. So here in this particular text, when Lama Tsongkhapa pays homage to his root and lineage gurus, to whom he pay homage here, specifically to Manjushri, Lhota Namgha Gyatson, Jitsun Rendawa, and followed by all those lineage gurus of extensive deeds and profound views.
That the Chitong good and the number good, Chushi Dugaliel, and they are Kasagre Rang Tsai Lama, Rang Tsai Lama, Tig Tsai Lama, Jubi Lama, Ya Tug Chen, and Chudia Rambachin, Ya Pung Tug Sat, and Ya. Habila, Jambe Yantan, and the Tarana Higa, Juju Jamban Gombo, Hai number over. The Zodia to Tezog, Tinigi ya to Sate, and the Dajak to Bashaja Toba Tun, Tuzin ya Nambigun, Rodan Telel, Tene, Rani Tai Lamania, Jemishme, ya Kung Tun, Dustin Yandro, the Kung Tu ya tender men, so so Gi Saton Sondachetan, Satu Sondaji, Tender Jag and Dustin.
It is a tradition of Buddhist teachings or the teachings of the Dharma. When the guru engages in giving the teachings to the disciples, it is important to ensure that his or her teachings must be traceable to the source of the teachings, beginning from his own root gurus and traced back to the lineage gurus of the guru. Another way to must be traceable to the Manjushri and Maitreya, to the Buddha himself. So this is how the teachings of the Buddha is presented, by making sure the teachings are traceable all the way to the source of teaching the Buddha teachings that are given by Buddha himself. Because the teachings of the Buddha, Buddha Dhamma, cannot be composed by someone independently without having a traceable, you know, path. So therefore, whenever the teachers or the composers, when they compose the teachings, it must be composed on the basis of having a path to be able to trace back all the way to the source of the teachings of Buddha himself. So here, if you look at the science, in the domain of science, the first one of the scientists, the expert, will conclude his or her result of a prolonged examinations. And then he or she will conclude this is the right way. This is the right, this is the final, you know, point. But then this will then be examined by his followers and as well as colleagues and so forth. And then there will be a lot of, again, you know, change may occur on the basis of numerous, you know, examinations and so forth.
That nangbi ge de tende mai ba penata jangul ma chongga ba chimbu khiba chimbu hebo che tenju mangbo chang yore ane korang ge meche kangbo le ya le ane nangbi chu le nyamhi che ne tenju chang yore di ne de de chang ba zo nang le ya le korang ge sa de chen jo che are se na de cha gu yo ma se ga re se na nangba ge de tangbo de ma jom den de ge ane do dang a ane ji ti ba ren ba
So here now, when it comes to the teachings of the Buddha, regardless of how expert, how learned person may be, so long as his teachings of the Buddha, teachings of the Dhamma is concerned, it should be always traceable to the teachings of the Buddha himself. Just like, let's take an example of Lama Tsongkhapa, who is known as one of the crown jewel of among all the Buddhist scholars in Tibet. When you look at his teachings, it's so profound and lucid. And if you look at his teachings, you will find that all those obscure meanings or the vague teaching that the statements of that are all, you know, completely explained very precisely by Lama Tsongkhapa. However, but those teachings are the commentaries written by Lama Tsongkhapa are not by just his own sight. It is not only just, he is not actually invented by himself. Newly, in other words, the newly invention. But rather, his teachings, his commentaries are all based on the teaching that is given by the Buddha. Because what those commentators and there are commentating and going through a lot of contemplation and meditation is to really to get the essence of the teachings of the Buddha. It is not to just to modify the teachings of the Buddha. Because the Buddha who gave these teachings of the Dharma is someone who has gained complete realizations and abandoned complete faults and defilements. Thus, his or her teaching must be the most authentic teachings. So therefore, the composers or the practitioners is not really trying to find whether his teachings are true or not, but rather to really to find the essence of his teachings through one's own practice and one's own examinations.
And then Sanji ge song chai ji le ala tene jaga ge pente tare pe kang je jong ge khibare ta na shi jana ge khibare an to zo ge kare sen Sanji ge song sha ke te an chi yang pagel de he jab dang le ala chi pagel lo ma le ala an ko da chue le ala yang chi thab hi yang chi kare se ge thab hi ma da ma da Talang manda manda jemba jemba tu jeguer te jedu tanda jiru mche ge langzo nangsong de zo langje namba somte sangji chomden de ge lo ni tong abja kong cha song som cha ya te ta tanda jiru mche ge yang de langzo nangsong nang le ya le pa ge go de bo jue je chi nu nu ane de bang ji bo che ne du song xia du gan le ane de 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 jie wa le de ni mang bo ji go de bo dang ane de le de ni yang pa ge langzo zo nangsong de Sanglo nang le ya le ya bo ji pa ge zhe tu ya go ten zhe ge tao xi ge da lang ga zuo de zhe shi.
So the teachings of the Buddha are interpreted by the great scholars of India, Tibet, as well as Chinese scholars, and they have given a different kinds of explanations and methods. It is only those great scholars, their purpose of composing, purpose of writing a commentaries on the teachings of the Buddha is to make their disciples to understand, have to develop a precise understanding of the teachings of the Buddha. It is therefore you will find a different, you know, explanations, different approach of understanding of the actual teachings of the Buddha. You will see a different commentaries on a different way of approach to study that Dharma, but actual content of this Dharma or the teachings of the Buddha, it never reversed, it never changed, in other words. Because if you look at the teachings of the particular teaching that we will be discussing later, which is the three principles of the path, and these teachings, Lama Tsongkhapa is the one who made this so succinct in a very short form and as lucid form as possible for his disciples to understand. But actual teaching of these three principles of the path are already given by the Buddha himself.
Oh, yeah, then it's not on the jet. That in it. That, Chuju de Hijai, he said, then you do Lama Nala Chatalo, say the Lanzo Nanzo Chuju Shongje, and digger G, say at the Sig de Godu de Garrisona, and the Jew G, say at the that. 元旦当那就龙元旦倒闭元旦那咖喱呢那呃江苏出版那顶这个就呃县里啊了那么呃端板里啊了那顶这个淘气吧当啊顶这个大就牛巴端板啊顶这一节里啊了顶这永安个顶这永安个啊刚才做的了嘞记忆是哪个原因是
In the Tibetan text, the homage, the line to paying homage to the to the guru, is more than I bow down to the perfect guru, but rather it says Jetsun Lama, which encapsulates a great meaning in it. Je means someone who had gained a complete realizations of the Buddha Dhamma, who developed spiritual realizations, both who was perfected in both insight and as well the scriptural understanding of the teachings of the Buddha. And not only that, also who is skilled in expounding the teachings to other disciples.
我那尊是也这个，俺那喇叭松个囊里做村这个喇叭，每个脚步村这，俺那索塔个村这，江山个村这，上阿个村这，村这顶着来了，俺那娘里，俺那搞这个的拍给了，也不要得看，我都做来了，那尊是个原来是，顶着印度，俺那。 吉隆坡就扩张个，但群众们这个，但的喇嘛做长嘛的，那简单做人家个原地长点开，哦，等着印度，那那呃，集中是的呢，对接，那喇嘛是就讲了，那喇嘛是也个吃的个短大的，原地，广南买吧，原地扩张，但扩张的喇叭，原地吃完买吧算了，那。 高个是喇嘛是对个了，但对进入的吉隆坡就扩张个，恰恰是个喇嘛族长嘛的扩张里原地工嘛，扩张里工的买把印章，俺们就做喇嘛囊囊是也的，但吉隆坡喇嘛忙不要了哇塞，等你去学啥喇嘛忙不要，但是一个囊是也的忙是叫呢，就做喇嘛囊啦是。
So then the tsun is this next syllables. It is jie tsun. Tsun, and this particular, you know, the syllabus of Tsun connotes someone who's who has impeccable moral discipline, whose moral discipline is very so impeccable. Then here, the impeccability of the moral disciplines here refers to the three kinds of moral disciplines, the moral disciplines particularly referring to the first one is referring to the refraining from 10 non-virtuous actions, the moral disciplines of the vows of bodhisattvas and vows of sacred mantrayana. So here, when Lama Tsongkhapa makes this pays homage to those gurus, his own gurus who encapsulates or who actually possess those qualities of Jiechun. And then this will then be followed by the Jiechun Lama. It is a Lama. Here we normally use the word Lama and take this word Lama very lightly, but someone who can be Lama, someone who is qualified to be Lama is very rare, in other words. Lama, again here, someone whose spiritual realization, who gain an unsurpassable spiritual realizations. If someone is considered to be a Lama, and he or she should have this kind of qualities, unsurpassable spiritual realizations. So therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa paying homage to his own gurus. Lama Tsongkhapa has a lot of different a number of gurus, but all of his gurus are possessing all these qualities.
Lama nang la sien ne cha cha lo sia te cha sia te lia le go ju de lia le ne cha sia de la ba lia le cha se ne an en du cha cha lo sia te gu ba che ba se te ne la bi ge an en du che ne gu ba che ba se go ya jik je yang cha sia te yun de le ja je ne an en yun de la gu ba che ba se te je zang jirum je korang ge chunri ngundu ge lama duzo te da korang li yunde gongda meba yi zang ane teli ya li yunde teli ya li ane guba je ba ase o duz chene goya nide ju yore ese.
So paying homage, you know, I bow down to my perfect gurus. Here in Tibetan term to the bowing down or is a prostration is the chakselwa, chakselo, which has two different meaning in here. Chak, sometimes it refers to the hand gestures. In other words, the palms are folded, your joint palms are said to be the chaksel. Lo is paying respect. And there's another meaning of prostration, so the chaksel is you're actually, you know, having a genuine respect and devotion to the someone who has this inner quality, you know, the spiritual realizations. It is to the spiritual realizations here. He or she then make a prostrations or the bow down to the spiritual realization of his or her spiritual realization, sorry.
Ani yunde che la guba che siya tila ani tanda cha cawa siya tila lu ki cha cawa, nga ki cha cawa, ani ye ji cha cawa si duana lu nga ye song ki ani cha cawa si du si la guya resi.
So then here when speaking about engaging in practice of prostrations, and there are three kinds. One is from the prostration from body, speech, and the mind.
Peji tso de chi lab xian na chi chen de pan dou you shi ba re. A lu ge cha ce du gong la an de. Jamcha tang gucha siya de nije, ene gucha se du gong le yelanga sal zuba si, yelanga sal zuba si du bemo a lakpa ni de je, ene tueba de je, de ma ge guba je du de sal de je ne, ene guba je guyo re si, de gucha cha siya de.
So then when speaking about the bodily prostrations, prostrating through one's body, they are mainly of two kinds. One is the kyangcha, which is the full-length prostrations. Another one is the kumcha, which is the half-length prostrations. The half-length prostrations are what is known as placing your five limbs on the ground, touching your five limbs on the ground. The five limbs here refers to your knees, your hands, and your forehead.
Ni lu ge jiang cha dang gu cha ni de chen ne de pen duan de ga ri yo de shen na ni ga rong zu di ba sa ya de le lu ge duan ni di ba mo mo sa gu yo wa shen ni de lu ge di ba sa ya de lu ge an tuan ni pa lu ge jiang da jian de da gu yi zang ni jiang cha de gu cha ce wei na lu ge duan ni sa bi di ba de da gu yo shen la gu yo shen.
So here the benefits of engaging in the body prostrations, prostration with through body, is to purify the negativities accumulated through one's body. It is through this body prostration with body will really have a potential or have a power to actually overcome or to dispel all the negativity that you have accumulated through body.
And then pen xian ba ji li ya le an jiang cha de mang bo che ba yin na an ta xie ge na za jin ni na za dang an yu ba zu ya kong yu ya an za zu kong dun du jin su bo le ya le gang yin le na za le dong yin le de guo wa an de zu de an jin ni na za da ta xie da za kong de yu ba kong de de zu de ma xiang de ni An subo dentang, tsendele subo dentang, tse chimal chawaina, luke diritane, jawa jimatso tele, subo dentang, subo tene, karsegre tapagele, tan zihi yotongwa, o tendegi yungyage, sonan saguyore, josaguyores.
So there's another kind of benefits of the bodily prostration. It's really helped you to. You know, if you are having a blood pressure, it is through prostrations. There are many who experience able to balance their, you know, blood pressure. And then also someone who is diabetic. It really helps, really, really helpful. And and then you will be healthy. And it really helps your, you know, joint pains, waist pains, and as well as what do you call to help you to, you know, flow your, you know, winds and the blood, you know, naturally through the channels. In turn, you will be a very healthy. So therefore, we see this is a benefit that you may gain out of prostration through body in this life, and then you will gain through this, you know, prostrations, you will gain the benefits for your future life if you are a believer of a future life, which purifies all your negativities. Purifying your negativities is you are accumulating merits of virtue, which will become a cause for happy life in your future.
Ano nga ge cha cha wa te ano ta rang ge zai la ma zu da ano ji ha bi la da an zu zo le ya le go song tu ge yun de nga ni ma jue ya te jue de te ge ano nga ge di ba da o de le de le nga ge cha cha wa se ge le.
So then prostration through speech, verbal prostration in other words, it is to verbalizing the name of the gurus, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and verbalizing their qualities, their spiritual and inner qualities, and then followed by the verse of the word of saying I prostrate and so forth.
Nga ge diba mang cha de nga zo nga ge thon ni me xian la juan ju an de zi zu cha ma dan de nga ge da ji me xian li ya le nei li ge jia nga ge thon ni mang bu jie ge ya zang Andi dikpa de daya liya le, ane ngaa ge rang ge tingye lama zui bi, ane yunten che, tuzo tsama liya le, ngaa ge doba jo. O tende chewa ina, ane ngaa ge sabi dikpa daane, ane di to ni suzo le deche nye guyo resi.
So, with the prostration through speech, again, the benefits is to purifying all the negativities that you have accumulated through speech. Because we normally like to, you know, gossip, which is one of the most innate quality of human being. And then harsh speech and, you know, the divisive speech and so forth. And all of this are really harmful, actually. It's a really, really harmful. But we take it as a very lightly. We think this is not really harmful to other, but it is really harmful, which, you know, enables, which really accumulates negative karma. So therefore, it is through this practice of prostration through the speech, you're then able to, you know, purify your negativities accumulated through speech.
Ani yej cha chawa seya tele, ani yej don cha chay don te, tene rangli yunde chewa, rangli ji chunzhe ngon te ge lama tuzo ge yunde de tong che ne, ani tele deba chiya tere es. Ani tuzo yunde tong ni deba kasi chiya tuwa ina, ani tege yej cha chawa re, yej don ni sabi, ani deba mongpo chi tege da tugu yo res.
So and then the procession through mind is to contemplating on the qualities of those gurus, the spiritually, the highly realized spiritual beings. And by knowing their qualities, their spiritual qualities, by understanding their spiritual qualities, you then develop a genuine faith and devotion to those highly real spiritual beings will enable you to accumulate a tremendous amount of merits, which serve as antidote for overcoming the negative deeds accumulated through your mind.
Lunga yeso toni, and a diva mombo sa, and no tree mombo hio, and the tendechevi wangu, and the chi, chenchen, chi, chiloni, tene, dungi, tendechenchen, and the tea toni, patchu mombo yundeva, gangi mombo yundeva. And the young chi so dibu topje, rangi lu tang, and the sandy al dungi mombo yundeva. Just after so tamate, yung sa de, lunga yeso toni, yungu yai tang. And they pa meva soya dea, Lunga Yesung Tony pa meva so gure, so don't tell he de, and Lunga Yesung cha tenny, and meva so gure, so dunga mendeva, dewan dewa yza, dewa do down the ale, and Lunga Yesung cha tewa yina, and dewa yung to gure, and dunga tama de Lunga Yusto zon yungueza, and Lunga Yesu jam that de jen and titoni diva meva so. Tanda so the teres, Mato Yanchi, cha ten. Lama zuo de lia le kenbei tong zuo shi dou kunzuo lia le jing yang kunzuo qing dou lia su su ga li jiao de suo de ten de shang dang de ten de ma de shi dou dui na su su de jie yong ya dong ye su ya ge tang long qi cha de yo de shi.
So now here in brief, the purpose of engaging in the practice of prostration through body, speech and mind is to overcome all the to purify the negativities that accumulated through body, speech, and mind. Because whenever we engage in actions, negative actions, either the actions must be, you know, engaged through body, speech, or mind. So other than that, we have no other actions. You know, our actions must be either by folly, or, you know, body or speech or mind. So since our negative actions that we have accumulated through body, speech and mind it is effective to engage in the practice of prostration through body, speech, and mind to purify your negativities of body, speech, and mind. So now here, when speaking of it, you know, prostrations, we're prostrating to someone. It is not you are prostrating to someone. The purpose of your prostrations is to make someone great. This is not our intention, to look someone great. But rather, your prostration, the purpose of your prostration is that you have accumulated negative karma in the past through body, speech, and mind, which becomes a negative karma, which becomes a cause for giving rise to suffering in this life or the future life. So your purpose of engaging in the practice of this prostration is to overcome negative deeds. Those are the karma which give rise to sufferings. To overcome that sufferings, you are engaging in this practice. In other words, you long to achieve happiness and overcome suffering. That is for this purpose, you know, the practice of prostration is effective.
Yeah. Tati yunche de chaba jibi shongche. Ta shongwe te jayu songro kunji nimbo ten jasi tamba nangje ngabi lang tadu tandu mare kadu tandu nangje nyongo te jeda nyushe dagi shebar jasi ya te tati shola ka jigi nani ane tanda di langzo nangso shongwe jige ane ndo ten tang ane te shong tela ane njugu ya ge अने जुन्चे दां, अन थामा तेरे याले, अने तिन्हे जी शंग दोने तेरा, अने कंडे योमे अने दागे शेबा जासे दुगलो, अने चंबा दांग जावा जेने, ते मंडावा जुन्चे जुन्चे जन बसु मंडावा सोंग जी देंग दुगुस.
So here, so the part of paying homage or the paying homage to the guru, the explanation and paying homage to the guru is completed, and next will be followed by the, you know, composing the text, which is to make a pledge to compose the text, which. The verse here we read, the essential meaning of the victorious one's teachings, the path praised by all the holy victors and their children, the gateway of the fortunate ones, desiring liberations. This I shall try to explain as much as I can. So this particular verse is to the what we call the verse of a pledging to compose the text.
That is song no ni tambo de karana jayu soro koji nimbu to se atege ana jawa tatamba jomde de shaja to bache kong song sha kege ta songro chubu jete yeton yorwa spa jiba chena ana so ju chubu jeto je so duyum na an denyo song duyun gu arwa so teta chubu jeto jete yeton da denyo song gu nimbo gu songro kunji nimbo gu so nimbo de kar tenzo chama song sha ge da de ja chim bo song sha ge gu nang ni den ji nimbo de so le je ni an den ji nimbo de kar yi me de so den ne an de xie gi yin xie ge dan da jig de je an ja si tang ba nang je nga bi lang xie de Tindri ta nimbo gu tuen tela ane jayi jawa shacha toba ge si changchu samba. O tezu kong nangje ge tende didi lam tela njuwa yina ane rangla ane kembe kare yome. Lam te ane kasi seje ge nenga chenpo yinba tang, lam te ki chenpo yinba tele shuwa yina rangni la ane kare kare ge gense yome. O tindri ge tende nga ju che shake ge lam ji tema. Tantati konga chigi yinsiya chikche. Ani kadu tandu nanjin yungo tisi diga la, ani dindri jasi jayusonro konji nimbo go lamte tang, teni jasi tangba na je ngaju jaya go lamte, ane kao tang tenbi ane taban doyenge go doja tuzo ten juksa go lang re ma to, ane yang teni shanta kanju manju tele en ju tuya tang, en ju ya chi yo ya chi ma re se teni, kade tando na je nyongwa tse do do le, kade go doja, ane teni taba doyen do niwi go, doyeni go tan doyenba shuk chenbo yo ba, tamji chenbi kongpong, toya le ya len doyenba shuk chenbo yo dewa, ओ तुसो तंजो के तान जुसा के जुंगो लाम जी रेस ओ तिनी लाम ते अने जंगो लामा चोंगा बचे बो कोरान के न्यूबा कासे यो यो ल कोरान के न्यूबा कासे डांग डांग अने बा शेगीस कोरान न्यूबा के कासे डांग तू ये ते ते शेगीस यं कोरान के न्यूबा के मांडांग ना ती ती जंदें दे के सोंग शा के सोंग रब दे लिया ल अने बे चा चांग जी सोंग लिया ल अने जब थम्जे पंचांगे जी मातो जब रिम्बा रिम्बा युवा देखे चोग कोर्सोस न्यूज़ेल पापा मातो चांसों सॉन्ग तू गया मारो वासो जेदा कोरोन न्यूबा नांसी शे तू शे वाचेगी इस तो सॉन्ग दूस।
So now here, if you look at this verse, the first verse, the first line of the verse, it's the essential meaning of the victorious one's teachings.The victorious here refers to the Buddha. And if you look at the teachings of the Buddha, there are 84,000 hits of the teachings of the Buddha. And if we were to condense those teachings of 84,000 hits of the Buddha's teaching, it can be condensed in a Tripitaka, which is three baskets of the teachings.So what Lama Tsongkhapa is saying here is all those 84,000 of the teachings of the Buddha and the Tripitaka, or the three baskets of the teachings of the Buddha, I will extract the essence of all the teachings and will present to the disciples. And then the next line it reads,the path praised by all the holy victories and their children. Here, again, holy victories here referring to the Buddhas and their children referring to the Bodhisattvas. And this particular path is actually praised by those beings because they know the benefit they may gain out of engaging in such a practice.And then the next line, it says, the gateway of the fortunate ones, desiring liberation. So now here, and this essential meaning of the teachings of the Buddha, which is praised by Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, is given only to the fortunate ones who long to achieve liberations. In other words,If we were to explain this to someone who has no desire to achieve liberations and is state of omniscience or state of Buddhahood, will not have any benefits. So therefore, it's the fortunate ones here, referring to the fortunate ones who long to achieve liberations and gain the state of enlightenment. So therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa says here, this essential meanings of the teachings of the Buddha, which is praised by Buddhists and Bodhisattvas. And I will be giving these teachings to the fortunate ones who long to achieve liberations and the state of enlightenment. We'll take a 15 minutes break here. It's for tea break, so we'll do the offering, the tea offerings first.
刚接先到，总接总搞吧。我都是别无忘住，家走进，当我点的大步开路，家也是送了就把不。哈哈。他的呢，刚到西边点了马车西，但就对人家就准备一，家这边拿了一准备，干脆得到等于。当于业绩女是要的，那搞的这个的， nyuru ge deja nguzo ne tene nyude nyeba po kuwa siya chuarwa te ti laguyare seta shongde nedu gangde ane nyude tembe ane kanzatso ge ane ko tangyu yeje tebi utani ane chute nyegure siya chi tuanda tende chi lagudusi.
So the next verse is a persuading to listen, in other words. Listen to the teachings. Here the verse says, those who are not attached to the pleasure of circling samsara, who strive to make freedom and endowments meaningful, who entrust themselves to the path pleasing the victorious ones, you fortunate ones listen with the calm minds. So with this verse, it's actually identifying the suitable disciples and encouraging the disciples to listen to the teachings with a pure mind, in other words. Pure mind referring to the with the great faith and devotions.
Kanda sibi de la macha shi siya tige ta ngaranzo ta karsigre sibi de la macha sipa kuwa ge ane chi dewa tesin tenda la ta cha ne tenda ngo ko ne ante nang la ta tuchwe mangbo chi mitse kanda ante nang la chi dike suara cha duke warwa se sibi dewa la tenda An sibi dewa siya tuzo te tene ta ngaran tso to tang, gu tang, tang tang. O tene ge ta dewa tesein tuzo le cha che ni. Ani te nang la ta tu zo le suwa de che de ge zang. An tene ge le tan tan de lang zo nang song ge chu de nian ye ge gang za chi ba yina. Ani de sibi dewa tuzo la ane cha xe shuk chenpo che jo ma re es. Cha xe shuk chenpo che na ani chu nian ya tang. Chulu nyangmeche ya, ane duche de yungu ya maarees, dendu sibi dewa liya le, ane chashi che de ya, chaba che de ya te, ane nyungu, dang ne, ane chulu, duni che ya, chulu nye ya tang, chulu nyangmeche ya le, duche maang dang guya ge, de nangat xie guya rees.
So the first line is, those who are not attached to the pleasure of circling samsara, is those who long to achieve liberations and those who listen to the teachings of the Dharma with a pure mind should not have attachment towards pleasure of mundane world. In other words, the pleasure of samsara. The pleasure of samsara is having attachment towards wealth, name, fame, and position. And most of the time, we are spending our entire life by chasing after those mundane activities, the mundane pleasures, such as wealth, name, fame, and positions. So what this line says here is, if you long to achieve liberations, want to listen to the teachings of the Dharma, you should forsake the attachment towards those mundane pleasures or the pleasures of the samsara.
Tanju doyon cha che zun ba yi se ya de yu tuan da de liya le dan da nga rong zo dawa jie dang jo ba ju chang ya ge Lüde Sangbo jik top diyo arwa as. Lüde Sangbo toya diyi dindo liya le nga zo dendo dewa taba dang tangji chingyo kongpong toya liya le ane bezo jegu ure es edani ondela uyo res.
Then it says the next line, so, who strive to make freedom and endowments meaningful. It is very hard to gain the rebirth of human beings endowed with freedom and equipped with freedom and endowments. Yet at the same time, we're able to achieve this meaning by this precious human rebirth, which equipped with this qualities of 8 freedom and 10 endowments. By recognizing that, one must make an effort to make it meaningful. So the 8 freedom is referring to the freedom of having a freedom of engaging in the practice of the Dharma here. The practice of the Dharma to achieve ultimate state of happiness. And to overcome, to know how can we know that we have those freedoms within us? Is first we need to find the opposite of those 8 freedoms, and then you will be able to identify that you have those qualities within you.
Jezo tawa je de ta je de tanga jau dule niwa le ma je ba yeda gne sul ma je ba tunro le ma je wa. And you tango do majewa, latse rimbole majewa, chu maybe you do majewa, then ombo tsangwa, my ombo matsangwa mimba, and the lalu majebas, lalu majeba, or the jete, jeton jete, and the dinig jail majeba, the rangla tsangduana, and the dawa je, tsamba asio, the dawa je, the rang tsangduwa asi, the lawers.
So now here, the 8 freedoms are being a human and not being hell beings, not being a predator, or not taking a rebirth as a hungry ghost or the predator. And then not being an animal, not being a long life deva, and not being born in the place where there's no dharma, and with complete faculties, and not being born as a barbaric or the at the land of barbarian land.
So 아니 티공 동에 지 저거 떠야 다 도규 말아야 다 된대게 강에 장장 나로 파티니 뒤지지디 아마도 아니 취지에서 상로 거야 저다 취 시행에다 동에 두시는 장에 자요 말이스 돈돌는데 지 제수와 이나 아니 렌히 띠무바 아베 상로다는 마게 카르카르스 쿠바소라 차 아드네 인두 돈돌 글루데 토니 아니 지 취냥네 제세야 다 Dele chu tuyeng ege lama rasiya zote, yo ma re. Tende yindu, danda ngarang zo, dele tende ege ma jie ba, ngen zo song dele ma jie wa, de nga zo tende chu jie ege, kongbi ge du ge, du zi jie liya le, le di ya suan la cha gu yo re si.
So first, we are free from not being taken rebirth in three law realms, such as hill, prata, realm of prata, and animal realms. If one has taken rebirth within in the hell realms, there's no freedom of engaging in practice of the Dhamma. In fact, one will undergo a suffering, a tormented by suffering, one after another, without a break. So there's not even a slightest break for oneself to engage in the practice of the Dhamma. Similarly, if you have taken a rebirth in the Prata realms, you have a tremendous amount of suffering of hunger and thirst, and there's no way that you have a motivation of engaging in the practice of the Dhamma. And the same part to the animals, if you have taken a rebirth in the animals, and they have no intellect of actually engaging in the practice of the Dhamma and so forth. So we are, at this point, free from those three law realms.
Oh, that in the case, mele jie wa yina, yang anu yu tangko le jie du yo wa yina, an chu re. Jele le kongba yo ma re si yo tangko si ya te ane jik sangji je tenba ane me sa sangji je tenba yoni je yo tele sangji je tenba ma da sa sangji je tenba jik gewi shini je so so le zi sang de nye ya me ba chu xie nge me ba ane ten ten re ge chu nyang le je ya ge kwa yu zang ni me ke ge ten re ge me le je ne lumba ten re jino je suwa yi na ane chu je ya kongba yo ma re si tele yo tangko si go re si.
So then another freedom is the freedom of being able to engage in the practice of the Dhamma is to where there is the teachings of the Dhamma is accessible. Even though you may have taken a rebirth as a human being, but if there's no Dharma teachings are accessible and you are not free again to engage in the practice of the Dharma.
Then young Jiwa Lal de Jelong Suwaina, Al Hatse Rimbol, Jesuaina, Lasia, the Yagil, Jesa, the Terimbo Shivares, then Nangi Dot, and the Changjang Lu Say Ying Jenu Korjene, and the Chujiali, the Sango Kogu Yamaris. Then they do tell a Lal Jesuaina, Chujiago combat Yamaris.
And then similarly, you will have no chance to engage in the practice of the Dhamma if one has taken rebirth in the Deva realms. Because especially of the long life Deva of long life, and who is so attached towards their own positions and their own life and so forth, and showered by the luxurious existence of Deva realms, so will have no chance to even have a fraction of a chance of having a motivation of engaging in the practice of the Dhamma.
Kesi mende ji jie na ya ombu ma changwa ji jie diyo na anu churang chu jie le yang gogo yo ma le kong ya ma le ombu ma changwa si ya de ta ji ye ji ombu ta ji nyamba tang yang kupa sonda tende le meina mele chewa lang ne ji nyamba sonda kupa sonda tende chewa lang ne ndil yo marwas.
So then the next is one may, even though one may have taken rebirth as a human being, one may have taken rebirth in the human beings, but if you are if you have incomplete faculties, the particularly the faculties of mental faculties here, and you have mentally unstable, and you know, so then such an individual will not be able to engage in the practice of the Dhamma. Then another part is that if you have taken a rebirth, even as human beings, but you have taken it in the land that is completely barbaric and a barbarian land, so then you will have no chance to engage in the practice of the Dhamma. That's completely, you know, your mind is completely preoccupied by the bringing up harm upon others, inflicting harm upon others, and harming each other, being born in that particular land. And they're, right from the beginning of their life, and their intention is to bring about harm upon someone, and in other words, they harm upon each other. So therefore, it is not a possible for such an individual to engage in the practice of the Dhamma.
Tanda tizu tawa siya de ta tanda jete li nga zo jete li maje wa tang ti cha je zo su su le de maje wa yizao de tawa je. Ta tanda njowa cho si du ka le, njowa cho de liya le, njowa si du ka le ta rangni la chang gu ya ge de njowa de liya le, xeng njowa nga, rang njowa nga, njowa cho si xie gu ya re si.
So this is the eight kind of freedom, and that you know that we have not born in those land and born as that beings and so forth. So if you are free from those eight, you know, opposite of this freedom of engaging the practice of Dhamma, then you have a time and you have a chance to engage in the practice of the Dhamma. So then you have you gain the eighth freedom of engaging in the practice of Dhamma. Then this will then be followed by the 10 endowments.
Ta rang jo nga te rang lin jo nga te rang ni mei yin ba ji yu yu su jie wa hong bo chang wa le ta ma lo ba ene den yin song la de ba si ya te te Paseba, Maseba, Dachumba, Semba, Tishibi, Colang, Sega, Tachunga, or Tinny Gindu, Yinjeba, Tinde, Jingi, Chimbaina, and the day, Ranjo, not the Tanguyo Maris. Then the Utoni, then you saw the Tebas. Young 대조 참아도 참여네 시가도 참여네 양 즉 내년 송례를 대바 자원이 맹케 지인 바이나 안티 조와 장조 나 너니 즉 창토고요 말이세
So the, out of those 10 endowments, there's 5 endowments is said to be the endowment of self. Here, endowment of self here is being oneself as a human being and being born in the central place. It says the center here refers to the place where there is a teaching of the Dharma. Okay, this is what it means. And then having a complete faculties. So here again, complete faculties referring to the 6 faculties of 5 sense faculties and 1 mental faculties, and particularly of the mental faculty. And then the another one is not falling into the extremities, in other words. The not falling into the extremity here refers to the not engaging in those 5 boundless actions. The 5 boundless actions, you're referring to the killing of father, mother, and arhats, and drawing the blood from the Tathagatas, and the causing a schism among the Sangha communities. And then having a faith in Tripitaka, in other words, the 3 baskets of the teachings of the Buddha.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the genuine Shenjong at the jet. Oh, my Ranjong at the jet. Shenjong at the any two song baton, and Sanji Tambal, Tambal Neba, Timbi Jisun Juba, and then Tunjit Tawa, Tes Shenjong, Nao Sindua. They do that Shenjong Telang at the Lel, that made Jeduana, and the Sanji Jetel, Jubi to Chitilla. And Timbi Tamba Neo, Techen, Co Tamba Gold Manjuina, and the young Pandoya Mara Chuja, Kumbaya Marwa, Chuja, 20 Tanga Marwa, Tindu, or Tendrigu, Tinu, Tezu Tamba Jisun Joel, and Chuja, 20 Tanga Jugu, or is it Chuja, 20 Tansu Duyant, and Kahi Togu, Jonjang, Tondale, let that Judu Gangi Hip Togu, Ale Chaja Matan, Judu Gina, Chuja Gutin, Tele, Tun Chaja Tangu Marwa. Yang chun de gender yo chu dung et dans yang de gi xing et dans de gi mai wei na yang de chu jie tun jie chang guo ma ro de de gi chang ye ji gu guo re se de ni an de le dan de de xian qin ni de zao wo se er chu xing ye ju yo wei na chu xing ye de ge suo suo la zi yu wang ge chu xing ye ji gu guo zi yu wang ge chu xie ba mai yin ba jie yang de ji ben jo dang da de de ge ji kan bei qin duo le xie de ge ji na And the young Dregua Mar, Chuching it together, Rangla, Zawa, Ni Niu Tony, and Chuching or Tendichi, Rabachi Yoaina, and the Shenjonga Tambares, then the Shenjonga Tan, and the Jova Jut Tambares, and Jova Jut Tawa Jet and Jova Ju, or Tendig Tangig, the Lutin Tella, and the Tanjug Milusion Boches, or Tilla Wires.
So then there's another 5 endowments. Is what we call the endowments of others, acquired from others, in other words. It is again, the Buddha has appeared in this, on this planet. And not only Buddha appeared, but also, trying the will of Dharma, or of given the teachings. And even the Buddha is not present at this time, but his teachings must be the presence of his teaching is the first endowment of the others, and then the teachings is still exist. The next And then the third one is, and then by having a companion who are being venturing on the teachings of the Dharma and venturing on the path of the Dharma is the third. And the fourth one is having all those resources. So here now, if one engages in the practice of the Dharma, if one lacks those resources, then this is, again, it takes away your freedom of engaging in the practice of the Dharma, because you will more have to worry about your resources, such as, you know, fooding and shelter and so forth. But practitioner of the Dharma should maintain the middle way, not having, you know, excessive luxuries, but not falling into the extreme asceticism, but rather the practitioner of Dharma must be, you know, maintain the middle way, you know, neither falling into the two extremities. So then also having a spiritual teacher, the teacher who has a great sense of love and compassion towards his or her disciples. So now, if we were to count, how many people have those qualities in this world, in this planet Earth, then probably it may fall all the way to minus zero.
So it says,
because most of the teachings, that when we look at the teachings, it always emphasizes on the recognition of one's human life, is how precious this human life is. Therefore it says, the precious human life is even more important than the wish-fulfilling gem.
The garjin de lagu ar sena je zang dawa je dang jo ba chu chang yi gu lu den de yi tong ni ane so so gar se dong ye ta da me ba so tu ya je dang den do ge ba de de wa to tu ya ji dawa je dang jo ba chu chang yi lu den de yi tong ni je tu gu yo wa yin zang ane de yi xi ju no bu li la ba re se de ni de jun se de xie gu re se.
So why this human rebirth endowed with eight freedom and 10 endowments is said to be even more precious than wish-fulfilling gem? It's because it is based on obtaining such a rebirth. One will be able to free from suffering and to be able to gain a complete state of happiness. So it says freedom and endowments, but to strive to make freedom and endowment meaningful. So how we make this a precious human rebirth with freedom and endowments meaningful is to overcome suffering and achieving happiness. And in order to do that, we need to have those qualities within us. We need to have the complete qualities of 8 freedom and 10 endowments. And having this, then we should make an effort to make that precious human rebirth meaningful. Because we need to recognize that. It is important for us to recognize that we do have those potential within us. We do have the power within us. If we were to waste those powers and potentials, then that's a great loss for us. So therefore, one must strive to make this fresh, precious human rebirth meaningful by on the basis of recognition of the precious human rebirth that has been obtained by ourselves. So we do have 15 more minutes, but that's it. If you have a question, so you'll take questions.
So we went over the 5 points for the half-length prostration. I'm just wondering what qualifies the full-length prostration.
这个叫的了，我们叫起来，讲起来的这些呢是的，讲起来的这些跟那么说，讲起来的跟这些呢是。阿拉讲起来的那，全部用作，六个恰些用是做吧，都讲的呀，先不讲的呀，啥了呀了，刚把的叔叔，刚把嘛讲，老板也讲了，啥个些那么多人都是六恰种啥了，怕不呢，都讲的恰菜呀，这也是。
So the full-length prostration is just, you know, you're placing all your entire body on the ground, on the floor. In other words, your entire body, you know, falling your entire body on the ground on the floor.
我接着呢，等着培养先进来了，那恰菜吧，那茶当、鸡泥当。
So one of the benefits I talked about earlier is to good for your blood pressure and, you know, diabetes and so on and so forth. It's a really helpful with the full length prostrations. If you do the full length prostrations, it's a medicine for all of this.
Mm. 古恰菜啊，这个得配的是个嘛的，得配的是啊，得姜恰菜啊，得来了。So,
I would recommend if you have this, you can do the full-length prostration is more helpful instead of the half-length
prostrations.嗯，所能啥呀？当第八大呀的姜恰这个大切啊，有的是，恰你个那尼姜恰大切啊，有的是。
The accumulation of merits, it's a greater accumulation of merits of, and also purification of negativities as well.
嗯，呀，阿托尼，有没有可惜？
On the prostrations, when the body is in contact with the lower realms or flat out, you're supposed to get up like right away, I mean, as fast as you can, right? I mean, you don't just lie there, kind of, you know, sort of extending it. That. I've heard that, and I just wanted to verify that and validate that about you know, the slow sort of relaxing the prostrations versus making effort and going fast. You know, getting up and off the ground as best as possible.
刚才我们的车现在设备高了呀，啊，可能我们的车，记得的，车，那通常是。 That's right. Yeah. Just try to get up as soon as possible.
Yeah. I have a question too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. One time I was doing prostration here and full length, and I wasn't used to it, and I was corrected right away, because I wasn't like this, and I was told if I go like this, I'm like an animal. Is there any? Can you?
You mean?
I was like.
Oh, okay. I got
like,
you. I got it.
I
got
thought you. I was in a yoga class.
Okay. Okay.
You know, I was like, you know, just like that. That's when you do yoga.
Okay.
And so that was different.
Mora ngema deba ya de cha pebe kablia mola te jiwe jin de kyan cha tin de senyo yo mar wa sa da de de thongma de kyan cha se de kablia la wa tin de de zu de ge pa du dam je du se bin sa du dam je je ru wa da de se be kablia ya mi ji ge lam za la zu yo ji de dam se ge yo mar es la wa de du pa pa du cha go res zu de ge pa cha je du se ya तो चावल मांडने ने चेंबे ने या दूध के केवल ने या कि गुस्सा है निंगा योर से तुझे सुमुदोस चिकन दे सुमुसा कुरान या चिक कंडेन्स
रे तंदर तंदर ते ते लाभातुस जन पर टंटर जन दूध चावल लांग रस तो नी न चाचे से के काही नाला तंदर देशी जावशास चुरान लाये ते को ते तुम ये तंदर लाभशास इन्हें Tendichi to Tundug, Jail, Tatan, the Junsel, Sang Tangna. Anuko, Tunduchi, Naga, Tong Medusa, Gonhong, the Carsonata, Tanda Chatsi at the Jau, Gunjo Songta, on the Rangu, Devachesag, Hada Lama, a Dusian, and Tilia, Gonhong, the Kojin, and Luke Dusian, ya, Jedu, Jegu, or Dugala, Uncle Lapa, the Zuz, or Samaya, Jangu, or the Tata, and the So, अन्य दे तुंडोल चेन करवे ऐसे तेने सुबह पर या खबूज जाव दिखा रहा है ऐसे तेने ज़रूरत है ना तेरे जून्से चिरा थोंग में दूँ इन्हें अंदरे लाभ तेने दूँ ऐसे तेरे लाभ दे या
So here, you know, the most important part when we are engaging in practice, such as prostration and so forth, is to have a genuine motivation. That's always is important. Of course, there's emphasis on the physical gestures of, as well, but this is a secondary, you know. And there's some commentary of the prostration commentaries, there is a saying of if you have not, you know, maintained proper physical gestures, it may cause a taking rebirth in a lower realms, such as animal realms and so forth. But Kishla said, according to his own view on this, there is not much meaning to it, you know. There is always a motivation. Yes. Motivation plays a very strong, you know, a role in our practice. Because if you say that, oh, you are not, you know, maintaining proper gestures such as, you know, not, you know, equaling your, or you're just, you know, how do you call scattering your fingers everywhere and doing the prostrations, this will cause a take a rebirth in animal realms. That doesn't make much sense to me. And because if this is the case, then all this prostration may become a, you know, cause for rebirth in a lower realms, because you are just putting your paw and, you know, how do you call is upside down. I mean, how do you call, you know, just yourself being completely, you know, on the ground, you know, your entire bodies and especially your limbs and so forth, it's just like animals. So this is not a really, you know, important part. So.
Two questions. Is there a specific number of prostrations to do, or is it a formal practice in itself?
Okay. Quran dunne tyo dire cha tanam ye child sevi call the child go danga nyezen chyorebes danga nyezen chyorebes ine ne ya cha khonong khapsang gi aji nyamlen che den de yorebes cha khapsang dok cha ji gol ya nyamlen che den de khapsang yorebes yamene ya cha namjun sevi call ya ko danga nyezen chyorebes ine song to
ti cha cheal danga nyeje tenbe yo mares Susu kita cah cik cetu naya digoreh, ane cah cedom bong do saya do tungju cetu naya digoreh mado cah dende kese cah di cewa ina, tangcen dende di cewu te cema tu na cah cenden digo maris ya dende tembe yo maris cah cik cetu naya digoreh ni cetu digoreh dini cedom bong tong kase cetu naya digoreh mado te tembe yo maris jadi, ta ni betul karugo.
Namjö ta cha jibu nyamlen che benas.
Tene cha jibu nyamlen che ne, tene jenge yore se, tene pöle yale, tene bada koro cha jangjang che jene, ene di toni lunga yasongi diri jang jene, cha jangjang che ne, tene cha pi lama se yage, ta tene ke doba nyenge mangbo chungdu yore se.
So, traditionally, when we are doing this prostrations, we normally do three times of prostrations. But there's no certain numbers in it at all. You know, if you are not doing three times, if you do one time of prostrations, it is not considered as an incomplete prostrations. You know, you can do any, you know, whatever the number that you can do it, or the one, two, three, or seven, or you do it 10,000 or 100,000 times and so forth. So there's no certain number that could be found in any, text or the teachings of the Dhamma. So you can do any numbers as possible. And here, then also there are people who actually completely engage in the practice of the prostration, formal practice of the prostrations. You know, it's just like the daily practice in Tibet. There had been a lot of beings who engage in this prostration practice for entire life. And in fact, there had been a lot of different signs of their achievement, their spiritual realization of those, you know, beings. And so many of them, as a number of them, had been actually said to be achieved as spiritual realizations of true prostrations, with a pure faith and devotions.
Cha say at the dinner, than that in a pen chichu chiliella, that susu naja, Mazo naja jen, the tinching susu yunde or sambata, zulang toy or sambata, jupanjo or sambata, that you naja the number damn the tony naja mobachigu or was it. Then naja nimbo cho to jubata, that naja never soil, cha say at the 차차야되고 또 나자도 매버 속으로 해서 나자 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 매버 속으로 해
meditation is to become a practice, you know, the prostration of practice serve as an antidote towards one's pride. Because we normally have all sorts of pride in relation to one's own, you know, quality, or one's own, you know, wealth, one's own name, position, and so on and so forth. We have all sorts of, you know, pride in us, which really becomes an obstacle for our spiritual practice. So this prostration is really help us to remedy our, you know, pride or the egocentric, you know, thoughts.
Yes, when you're doing the Lama Lekha Sutra, Sangha Lekha Sutra, Chila Lekha Sutra, Vinaya Lekha Sutra, why are they arranged in that order, and what should your attitude be at those moments?
Tanda de lakwa tanda tamu che lakwa dege ta chik 조제 아니 소제 바 가서 아 디제 아니
제오
템바제 아니 니가제 또 실리마 두데가다 라말게 상이 실리 근데 남기데 칸데 덴고로 봤어 데칼 데기다 천데르스 카르요 베나스 천데르스 카르요 베나스
천데게 단데 천데 맞아 단데디 차차디 강래야레 아니 제오래야레 두제네 차 라바 차니데 두제네 제오래 두자야데 그 뭐 찌리야레 가르스나 안 나랑조 루그 차시 토휴데 안 고 제오 들어와서 아니 제오래 제오리 장 안에 토 두제도 걸 차차야 그 요데 차차사 그 라니게 라마다 군조데 네 랑게 제오리 제오 그 줄이야레 아니 그와제 구야 직 총교레스 니네 대체야 되게 마음발 라니 상지우도 갈 우이 주동도야 그 아니 저토모 마이바 사야게 두스지금 구여레스
The placing your joint hand on the crown of your head that's a one of the significance of placing your paw the joint hand on the crown of your head is because out of your entire body your crown is the highest part of your body right the crown is the highest part of your body so you're actually putting someone above your crown in other words your to whom you are making in prostrations such as buddhas and bodhisattvas you're imagining them and putting them above your crown so that enables you to actually reduce the pride that you have And this is one significant. And another one is to placing your joint hand on the crown of your head will become a cause for accomplishing the crown of the Buddha in the future.
Nibati du chin ngag dremba. Dremba ngate du chin du che du gangle. Ani ngag diti tane sangji du gangle yala. Songyang yala du chu anu nruyag anu.
So they're placing joint hands on at the throat. It's creating a cause or accumulating a cause for gaining a perfect speech of the enlightenment speech.
An du chen ninga tu thamu jaya de karas na ninga chuju kolos. Nara zo tanda de nangbi chun shiwei na. 지금 개와 두야 당 아니 녀모 대화사야 운사게 대화게 단다데 센데 마수네 요사데 데네다데 대화 시에구요레세 안데이두 아니 데인제디오갈 아니 예게 디디 다니 아니 예게 디디 다니 아니 첸바당 제유 윤데 첸제니게 윤데데 아니 루야레야레 어 디게 데네 주두야레 다 천제스네 만두
And then placing your hand at your heart, the joint palms at your heart. It's normally we talk about heart, but it's really referring to our mind, in other words, the actual mind. And it is to say that the Dharma chakra of heart, the Dharma chakra is at your heart. So by placing that, you know, what it does is it actually purifies your negativity of your mind and it will cause to achieve the compassion, the great compassion and the wisdom in the future. So we'll stop here with this today.
So the dedication prayers then beginning at page 22 and continuing the auspicious wishes at page 28. Eje jongje me do don re ro le je ne de jawa de Sanje Shendo Menden Bawa Yin Rogo Namda Jin Jawa Jho Yanda Lama Dan Jemin Chuje Bela Longje Jin Sadan Lamje Yunde Razo Nye Doje Changge Kompan Nyondo Jho Rena Menda Laga Neya Daya Me Gunze Rabdenje Nanga Jele Choju Jibada Lozan Tembe Dreme Sanson Jen Droye Mese Tado Neju Ji Kore Shingan Su Pendan Dewa Amalun Joye Jere Zawan Tenze Jangzo Yin Shabe Siddhi Pado Tenjo Ji Pao Cheta Chenpa Tang Kundo Zambo Tenyang Tejende Teta Kunje Jisu Dalo Je Gewa Teta Tamje Rado Ngo Jawa Tamje Je Ngo Kala Chodo Ngo Ba Dage Je Zawa Devgo Zambo Chuje Rado Ngo Wa Je